Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Brad Cleveland, one of the world's foremost experts in customer strategy and management. Based in Sun Valley, Idaho, he has worked across 45 states and in over 60 countries for clients as diverse as American Express, Apple, USAA, the University of California, and the federal governments of Australia, Canada, and the United States. Mr. Cleveland is the founding partner and former CEO of the International Customer Management Institute, or ICMI. His new book is Leading the Customer Experience, How to Chart a Course and Deliver Outstanding Results. Mr. Cleveland, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. It's great to be with you.
And certainly appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here today. So most every organization talks about customer experience. How many are doing it well? Let's start there.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, think of the organizations you interact with, some by choice and some you have to, and how's that going? And you don't have to answer. It's a rhetorical question. But if you're like most customers, you'd say, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. Different studies are coming up with different numbers, but they all agree the vast majority of cases, customer expectations have surged ahead of what organizations are delivering. So this is a real opportunity for us.
It certainly is. And what do you find are the most common barriers to delivering a great customer experience, and what does it take to get it right?
Yeah, you know, there are two big mistakes and, you know, barriers, really mistakes. We can certainly hurdle these barriers, but two things I see far too often. And one is building a vision and approach around your organization's goals and ambitions. I remember sitting at the back of a large conference room, a meeting room, as an organization launched its customer experience initiative to this cross-section of employees. This was just before COVID shut things down. And two presenters who were a part of this initiative walked through a 75-minute overview, and they introduced terms and acronyms, you know, CX and NPS and CSAT and those sorts of things. They discussed surveys and goals and metrics. And after the presentation, we took a break, and I was sitting near the back of the room, so I'm one of the first out the door, and I overheard two people who were heading for a coffee station, you know, talking. One asked the other, did you get all of that? The other responded, not much, and we're up to our eyeballs. I just hope it doesn't add much time. And I'm thinking, oh, no, you know, they missed the chance to really win hearts and loyalties. It was an internal focus. It was done well. They were covering a lot of interesting and helpful information, but it was internally focused. And can you picture Richard Branson or Emily Weiss or Elon Musk or any leader you admire launching a new initiative around, you know, net promoter score or digital transformation or something internal? You know, those things have a place, but we've got to be focused on how are we going to make a difference for customers. And the other barrier I see is sub-optimization, letting good work in functional areas undermine the overall effort. So without deliberate intervention, departments don't naturally work together across these functional lines. Everyone can agree that designing processes and technology with the customer in mind makes sense, but being customer-focused within a silo doesn't fix the most exasperating barriers to good service. So great experiences happen by design. This really is a team sport.
Well stated. Totally agree with you there. Now, what are the benefits to the organization of improving the customer experience and the cost of not doing so? I'd love to have you cover that from those angles.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I always think of five overarching benefits. There are five costs as well. I'll just mention them briefly. On the benefit side, first of all, it's customer loyalty, probably no surprise, and all the things that come from that, repeat business and lower marketing costs. They're already with us. All the things around customer loyalty. There's brand promotion. We're really creating a sales force in our customer base. They're singing our praises out there. Huge impact. Operational improvements is a third benefit. The things we do to make it easier and better for customers tend to bring improvements to our operations that lower cost. Product and service innovation, and then employee engagement. that should probably be at the top of that list, right? But our employees know they're a part of something that matters, that they're engaged, and it's exciting for everybody who's a part of that. The five costs are really a mirror image, so customer defection, brand damage, recurring problems in our operations. There's compliance and safety and legal costs we can run into in some cases, and employee dissatisfaction, a huge cost of turnover and just lack of engagement. So customer experience really does have a return on investment that's very, very compelling.
Certainly do appreciate your input on the customer experience so far and things we certainly need to focus on and know. Today we're joined by Mr. Brad Cleveland, the founding partner and former CEO of the International Customer Management Institute. He is also the author of his new book, Leading the Customer Experience, How to Chart a Course and Deliver Outstanding Results. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Cleveland, do you have to be in senior level leadership such as a CEO, CCO, or similar to make a difference? And what impact can you have if you lead a division, department, or even just a team?
Yeah, you know, I feel that customer experience has somewhat become a victim of its own success, that as it's become professionalized, there are certifications and all sorts of efforts that have gone into really creating this profession, this body of knowledge. And in some ways, it's really repelled rather than attracted the rest of our organization. Like, well, let's let the experts lead that effort. And to your question, anyone can make a difference right where you are. I've seen that over and over. An example is a large government agency where, remember, two managers who were, I don't know, three or four layers down in the organization really had their eye on customer experience. And the great work they did really sparked a transformation in that organization. I've seen that over and over. Team leaders, you know, they get a reputation for doing a really great job, and that begins to have an impact. So customer experience is organization-wide, and ideally we've got leadership, ownership from the top, but everybody has to feel ownership. Everybody has to know they're a part of that effort. You can make a difference right where you are. You can make a difference.
So true on that, and some great points made as well. Now, what do the most successful leaders focus on, and what's their secret? We'd love to hear that.
Yeah, you know, a big one is take inventory of where your organization is now, just a very, very realistic look at what's happening. And by all means, talk to your employees, you know, listen to your customers, but talk to your employees. What's happening? What's going well? Where are their misses? You'll see and learn a lot. You'll see some themes emerge. And then know what you want to accomplish. Have a vision. I run into visions all the time that are just too general. They sound okay, but they just, no one knows what they mean. You know, we deliver world-class service as an example. I was with an organization a while back, a manufacturer. They said, we want to be the Apple of home appliances, which sounds kind of cool, but what's that mean? Are you simplifying your product line? Are you having, you know, that sort of distribution system in place? Is that the vision? So we've got to put some teeth around that. We know what we really want to accomplish. I love REI's vision, which is we educate and inspire an outfit for a lifetime of outdoor adventure and stewardship. You know, even the newest employee has a pretty good idea of what we're about. Government agency that's retooling around the vision, make government services simple so that people can get on with their lives. So have that vision. That sounds fluffy to some, but I've seen how important it is. And then build on an employee on a foundation of employee engagement. Ask them where you maybe aren't living up to your vision, and get them on board with that transformation. Align your goals in operations. Everything that's happening in the day-to-day and the decisions that are being made throughout the organization ultimately have to support your vision. And where they aren't, that's a real opportunity. And let me throw out one more, Eric. That's have fun. You know, this is a challenging time, a time of so much change and uncertainty in the world right now, and our economies and how our customer expectations are evolving. Have fun with it. It's all those challenges just create this amazing opportunity to really make a difference.
Mr. Cleveland, really appreciate your visit with us here today and your coverage on the customer experience. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
You know, I just say customer experience is something that everyone and anyone can be a part of, and the impact that we can have when we're focused on, you know, really, really serving our customers and making that true north is so exciting. So that's my encouragement. Make sure everyone is a part of this effort. They know they're a part of this effort and how important they are to it.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on you or your book, or even pick up the book, Leading the Customer Experience, where is the best place online to do so?
Yeah, so the book's available out there through the normal sources, and you can go to my website. I'd love to connect. There's information on the book there, bradcleveland.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Cleveland, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, my privilege, and thank you, Eric. I appreciate the work you're doing.
And you're more than welcome, and thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Brad Cleveland, one of the world's foremost experts on customer strategy and management. He's also the author of his new book, Leading the Customer Experience, How to Chart a Course and Deliver Outstanding Results. And for all the details, visit bradcleveland.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.